I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, December 15th. Quincy police are asking the public for help in their search for a suspect in connection with an alleged road rage shooting. Officers were called to the scene near the intersection of Adams Street and Mount Ararat Road near Furnace Brook Parkway at about 6:15 last night for reports of a person shot. A 33-year-old man was found suffering from a gunshot wound to the arm and was taken to Boston Medical Center for treatment. Investigators say this may have been the result of a road rage. Anybody with information is asked to contact Quincy police. Quincy is more than 100 cities and towns that are getting free at-home test kits. The city met first thing yesterday morning to talk about how they would get the tests into people's hands before the holidays. The test kits started going out within a day of the governor announcing the plan. Quincy said it will send their kits to shelters like Father Bill's and health centers like Manet Community Health Center. Health Commissioner Marley Casley said Quincy will distribute the test kits immediately. He said they will be tracking who's getting the test kits to make sure they're being distributed fairly. But it may be difficult for a family who wants to test a group of 8 to 10 people to do it all with the free kits. Quincy's expecting to get their supply by today, and they will be turning them right around and sending them to those locations. Most cities and towns are handling the process differently, so the best advice is to reach out to your local health departments. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch says some of the $4 billion in federal pandemic relief money coming to Massachusetts will be designated to revamp the Quincy Center MBTA station. Governor Baker has approved the legislature's bill to allocate the federal funds and state surplus funds to help the state recover from the pandemic. Koch says the Quincy Center T station will benefit from the funding. However, details have not yet been released. Quincy Center Station is the only one of the four T stations in Quincy that has not had significant improvements recently. Parking garage there was demolished 3 years ago due to structural concerns, but plans to redevelop the station have stalled. Initial plans to relocate the Quincy Courthouse to the T station have been abandoned. Two students at the Atlantic Middle School in Quincy are being disciplined for targeting other students with homophobic language online. Principal Aliza Schneller says two seventh-grade students created an Instagram account that targeted other students and included student photographs without their knowledge or permission. Schneller says the students responsible will be held accountable and appropriately disciplined. The principal says the administration, teachers, and guidance counselors will be meeting with students today to continue to reinforce respecting one another in person and online, as well as the power of words. A community meeting will be held this evening regarding plans for a possible new convenience store and gas station in Quincy Point. Ward 2 City Councilor Anthony Andronico says a developer is considering purchasing the property at the corner of Washington Street and Southern Artery and opening a neon marketplace and gas station before they move forward with the zoning board approval. Andronico says he wants to hold a community meeting about the plan first. It'll be held over Zoom today at 6 p.m. The Massachusetts Medical Society is calling for mask mandates in public indoor spaces. The group is made up of leading doctors across the state. Dr. Ted Kalianos, the society's president-elect, said the last 2 years have been like living in a clinical trial. As COVID cases and hospitalizations rise, the Mass Medical Society recommended that masks be required at all indoor public settings, regardless of vaccination status. Caliano said masking is a public health measure that has proven to prevent the spread of COVID-19. On Monday, Governor Baker said he has no plans to bring back a statewide mask mandate. As the Massachusetts House of Representatives returns to in-person work at the State House, not everybody is in line with the new COVID vaccine mandate. Office of House Speaker Ron Mariano says all but four members of the House have provided proof of vaccination or have requested a religious or medical accommodation. Members who are not in compliance are required to continue working remotely, including participating in session, until they are in compliance. 5 million people in Massachusetts are now fully vaccinated against COVID-19. Governor Baker wrote a thank you to staff and volunteers at vaccination clinics throughout the Commonwealth who've supported vaccination efforts and administered more than 12 million vaccine doses. By being fully vaccinated, Baker means the more than 5 million residents have received either doses of Moderna or Pfizer, or one dose of Johnson & Johnson. Roughly 1.6 million Massachusetts residents have also received an additional COVID vaccine booster shot. Massachusetts is in the top 10 nationwide in vaccination rate, hovering around 73%. Although the state is experiencing a surge of cases right now, the governor said that it is in a better position than it was at this time last year. A woman died after a driver ran a red light at high speed and crashed into her vehicle Monday night in Brighton. 19-year-old Anderson Nova of Randolph was driving a rented 2022 Buick Sport Utility vehicle negligently and at an excessive rate of speed on Soldiers Field Road, according to state police. Nova sped by a cruiser going in the opposite direction on Soldiers Field Road. The troopers reversed their direction but lost sight of the fleeing vehicle and say they did not pursue him. Short time later, police said Nova's SUV broadsided a Honda Civic driven by 53-year-old Dina Donahue of Maine. The trooper said they saw Nova running away from the scene carrying his dog. He was captured. Donahue was driving on Western Avenue and had a green light as she proceeded into the intersection at Birmingham Parkway. Nova sped through the red light at a high rate of speed and struck the driver's side door of Donahue's car. Donahue was pronounced dead at Beth Israel Hospital. Nova was taken to Brigham and Women's with minor injuries and now faces motor vehicle homicide and other charges. Check of business news this morning. Stocks are down. The Dow lost 106. The NASDAQ fell 175 and the S&P dropped 34. Stocks were mixed in Asia. The dollar and the euro are up, oil down to just under $70 a barrel. Sports, the Vegas Golden Knights beat the Bruins 4-1. National Weather Service forecast today, mostly cloudy and a high 47. Cloudy tonight, low 25. Tomorrow, cloudy and warm with a high of 62 degrees. Staying mild Friday, high 61. And maybe a wintry mix on Saturday, high 41. The boater waves about 2 feet, northeast winds at 5 knots, will turn southerly and gust to 20 knots later today. High tide right after 8:30 this morning. Sunrise at 7:05, set at 4:12. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Wednesday, December 15th.